heavy. I don't know if I need to speak after that. I think that was good.
I told him you're only allowed to say mixas.
It was definitely mixas. Just B'derech HaKdama, my father-in-law told me last year that we know that, that Yavon, everyone was holding the Hanukkah. So the Greeks were decreed on three things. The Shabbos, right? We weren't allowed to keep Shabbos. We weren't allowed to keep Bris, no Bris Mila. And Chodesh, we weren't allowed to have. So if you take the first letters of Shabbos, Bris, and Chodesh, it's Shin Beis Ches, spelled Shevach. So just to give Shevach to Rabbi Cohen for everything he's done for me. I mean, Baruch Hashem, 9 years, 8 years ago I finished here. Still, mamish not. I feel like I'm very much, I don't speak all the time. And it's supposed to be here. There's not many places in the world you feel like you feel comfortable around someone. But with Rabbi Cohen, I know that any time we schmooze together, it's mamish, it's meilam hava, spend time right itself, dancing by Maras Machpelah. So it's really supposed to come share chizuk with you guys.
Still dancing that dance.
Okay, so let's try to share a little bit of chizuk. That normally in my derech, that, you know, there's some people who like the schmoozing, they like question and answer. I like trying to say over Torah, chassidus, dafka. It's important that people know that there's inyanim like this, and it's not just something that's fluffy and cute. There's deep inyanim here, and it's shaykh not just to tzaddik Yisrael, even to a 12th grader. It's the whole derech of the Baal Shem Tov, Kaddish, Chesed and Leinu, is to show you that you're shaykh to this. Show you that you're shaykh to Avodas Hashem. So, again, I was also in 12th grade, I know the deal. So, very much that I'm connecting to you guys. So let's try to share Shkafa. Today's a big day, it's Yitzhak Kislev. Chabad, it's a big day, it's Magen Message, it's your tzayt. So here we go. If you go to Parshas Vayetze, something very interesting. Like, we can tell a difference a little bit here between the side of the Yitzhahara and the Satan and the Goyim versus Klal Yisrael. That will show us of how we speak. So this is the Lashon of the Yitzhahara. It's in Parshas Vayetze, right when Yaakov comes to the Be'er. And something very interesting that happens. It goes like this. Parchav Tes Pasachach. So that Yaakov, he leaves his house, he's going to Haran, to Beis Lavan, and he comes and he sees all the shepherds, right? And what are the shepherds doing? They're just hanging out, right? And Yaakov says, what's going on here? And all of a sudden the shepherds say the following. Yaakov says to them, new, it's still you have a lot going on in the day, why aren't you working? So listen to what they say. V'yomru, they say to Yaakov, lo nuchal ad asher ya'asu kol adam. Says, lo nuchal, we're not able, we can't. So Rashi says, what does it mean lo nuchal? That the Fisha Evan Gedola, there was a big rock. Everyone knows the story, yeah? There was a big rock on top of the bear. So Yaakov says, what are you doing? And they're like, we can't. We can't remove it. It's too big for us. So no, what does Yaakov do? Rashi says, as if he like went like that and he removed it. So it's very interesting because you have to be medayek a little bit. So what does Evan represent? What does a stone represent? So the Gemara in Sukkah, so whenever you see the word Evan, it's a code name for the Yetzer Hara. Right, the pasuk says, "Vasirosi leva evan." Hashem's going to remove a leva evan from us. So evan is remes the yitzhara. So all of a sudden, we see something connected with the yitzhara here. Is the words what? Lo nuchal. I can't do it. That's not possible for me. That's the words the yitzhara. Let's go to this pasuk parsha. Vayishlach. You know who does Yaakov fight? Deborah. You know who does he fight? Oh, Malach. Good. He fights a Malach. So listen to this pasuk. It's mamish wild when you hear this. Lamed beis pasuk chavva. Vayivasa Yaakov levado, right? Yaakov was alone. Vayavik ishimo. He's fighting someone. Vayar. And all of a sudden the malach's fighting Yaakov. What does the malach say? Vayar. Ki lo yachol. Lo. The malach, who's this malach ever? This is the Satan himself. This is the malach of Esav. It's called the Samech Mem. What does he say? Lo yachol. I can't. I can't do it. Again, so we saw four was the Yitzhahara's words, was what? Lo yichal. And all of a sudden, again, two parshiyos later, he's saying what? Lo yachol, I can't. I can't do it. And it's the agav. I'm very into to gematrias and ramazim, as I'm sure Rabbi Cohen has told you guys about. Stam, Rabbi Cohen gives a lot of gishmaflans. So it's interesting because this is totally separate, but just to know, we know that Esav represents the Yitzhahara, represents the Satan. So Esav, yeah? How many men does Esav come to fight Yaakov last week? How many? 400, good. So 400, we know that through in the Aleph Beis, you go Aleph through Taf. So Taf is 400, is the highest number. So that's like the number of the Yitzhahara. He always has a lot, he always has big stuff. So the number of 400 is Shaif to Esav. Happens to be that if Vayomru lo nuchal is gematria exactly 400. So that's the derech of Esav. Lo nuchal, I can't do it. Okay? So far we see two Ramazim, that we see the what? Lo yachol, I can't. That's the Indian of Esav. So now let's go to Pasuk Chaf Tes. Vayomer lo Yaakov, after Yaakov beats the Malach. Lo Yaakov yamar ochim chay, since your name's not Yaakov anymore. Ki im, Yisrael. Your name is Yisrael. Ki sarisa em elokim, v'imanashim, v'atuchal. V'atuchal. That's what he says to Yaakov. He says, you know why you're not Yaakov anymore? I know you're Yisrael. Because you know how you live your life, Yaakov? V'atuchal. I can. So now we see that the difference, we know everything is that Yaakov versus Esav. Right? I remember I heard a mashal when I was in Shana Bet in Tevarye, is that Yaakov and Esav's relationship from the Ramchal is that it's a seesaw. A seesaw is that whenever Yaakov's up, Esav's down. And whenever Yaakov's down, Esav's up. You have to be a dag there. It's not when Esav's up, it's totally dependent on us. But they're always, it's called Zelu Mazeh, they're always opposite each other. So the whole derech of Esav and the Ra and the Gashmis of this world is what? Lo Yachol, I can't. What's a derech to be an Ish Yisrael? What's a derech to be someone who shaykh Yaakov Vinu? It's a hashkafa, it's an outlook on life that says the what? Whether it's within the base measures, whether it's without in the world. But the derech to look at the world, how? Vatucha. That I can. I can do something. Is Chavra holding in Kevin Garnett? Is he still around?
No,
they know who he is, yeah?
Yeah.
So I remember, so happens to be back in the day, I used to be very, very into Kevin Garnett. And then he moved to the Celtics and the Rangers got good, so I kind of put away that life. But anyway, I don't know if you ever remember do you guys know when the Celtics won the championship? Were we holding? You guys were alive? When are you guys born?
We're alive.
they beat the Lakers, okay? So if anyone knows anything about Kevin Garnett, after they beat the Lakers, he had an interview with, I think, Michelle Tafoya. She's still around?
Yeah.
Doing interviews? See, look at that. All right? And all of a sudden, she's interviewing and she's like, how do you feel? Anyone know what he said?
Anything's possible.
Oh, exactly. What did he say? He screamed it 100 times. Anything's possible. Mamash went crazy, right? I thought he was going to kill her, like, on the scene. Right? He's Mamash going crazy. Anything's possible. But a Jew has to hear that. We know Rav Nachman says something. We say this every Lel Shav. We say, Sapru Vagoyim Kivodo. Yeah, so what does that mean? Sapru Vagoyim. That in the Sipurim of the Goyim, Kivodo. You can find Kavod Shemaim. You can find a hint to what you're supposed to do. I'll tell you a great story. When I was going out with my wife, yeah, it was like our fifth date, something like that. I remember, like, you know, we were already very serious at that point, and I wasn't sure, should I go to the next step with it, or like, I don't know, right? I wasn't sure what to do. So it's much crazy. So I remember it was Tynus Esther, and we were in the city, we were going out for dinner. And I remember we got up to, you know, like in the city, everyone like crosses the street, and like, it's like very confusing. What are you supposed to drive? You're crossing. It's awesome. I'm like,
it was a Thursday thing after
for yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, you would not be with her that
yeah, exactly. So all of a sudden, yeah, so we're crossing the street and there's this, you know, this African American guy is crossing and I had the green light, but I was like, you know what, I should probably just like let him go. Right, it's nice to show my wife, I'm a nice person, right? So all of a sudden I stop and he stops. So I'm like, yeah, I guess I start going and he starts going. Yeah? And then I stop, and again, it keeps going on. And all of a sudden, the guy just looks at me. He comes to, like, my front window. He's like, yo, just make up your decision and go with it already. And I was like, psh. I'm like, you're right. My wife's like, what'd he say? I was like, I looked at him like, your mom's right. I said, I'm going to marry this girl. And my wife's like, this is my Rebbe. You know, my wife's like, what'd he say? I was like, psh, wow, amazing. Hashem, thank you for like that. Malach. My wife's like, Malach? This guy's wearing like jeans and like, I was like, psh, Malach. So anyway, that's totally our guy. Yeah, but anyway, so let's go back to Kevin Garnett. Yeah, so Kevin Garnett was screaming what? Anything's possible. So, but that's the hashkafa that Jew has to hear that and say, you know what, that's true. If he's saying this, if Kevin Garnett's saying this, he's playing basketball, how much more so for a Jew? That we what we do means something. We do a shaykh to Shemayim. A Jew's hashkaf has to be the what? That I am possible. Like my wife told me that impossible is the letters I am possible. You have to look at that hashkaf, that what? That anything's possible. You can conquer anything you need. And that's the hashkaf of Yaakov. So with that akdama, now let's talk about a little bit about Hanukkah. So the Or Gedal Yahu, you guys know Rav Shor? Everyone knows Rav Shor? So it's Rav Shor's father, Or Gedal Yahu. Quotes of Shmelka Nicholsburg. Says something amazing. He says, we know, what's the difference between Purim and Hanukkah? So on Purim, what do we play with on Purim? A grogger. a grog, right? Mama, she's holding the adlo yada already.
Ben
ahavachu adlo yada, you're good.
It's a firm
thing, yeah?
I heard Hanukkah.
So what do we play with on Hanukkah, Chevra? A dreidel.
Dreidel.
Right, on Purim, we play with a grogger. So what's the difference? Difference is that Sfarim say, on Purim, a grogger is holding from the bottom up. Why? The bottom represents that in this world. So because Haman wanted to try to kill us physically. But on Hanukkah, we play with a dreidel, which is we control on top. Why? Because by Yavan, they didn't want to kill us physically. What did they want to do to us? Exactly. Spiritual. So Sfarim say that Yavan went to a place, the Zohar Kadosh says, that Yavan went to a place where no one else went before. That they tried to destroy the neshama. It's called the pitli yid of a Jew. They went to the deepest place and they tried to do something that's literally called impossible. That's what Yavan went for. All the Sfarim Sugya are this. They went for the neshama it's called untouchable. That's why it says about Yavan, we're going to read this, say this after the Letter of Candles, Ufartzu chomos mingalai. Partzu means that what they reported together, that they went into an illegal place. You know, you have that warning sign, if you trespass, illegal. That's where Yavan went to. They tried to do something that that's impossible, that you can't do. It's called the Magin Avram. That's what they tried to get to. They tried to be pogging the Magin Avram. So, Chavez here heard of the Baal Shem Tov? Yeah? Shem Tov Kaddish? So this is what the Baal Shem Tov says. Mamash amazing. This is a shkaf you have to have for life. It's building up what we're talking about. Sapro Gaim is Kevodo. This is what the Baal Shem Tov says. Sefer Nitzotze Baal Shem Tov. It's in the Sefer Or Yisharim. He says, Hayetzahara v'ataivos heima shluchei hamakom. That the Yetzahara and taivos that a person has is sent to you from Hashem himself. She'osim ritzon sholchem lefatos es ha'adon l'man yigarlein. That the Yetzahara, what does the Yetzahara do? We know the Yetzahara is a malach. The Yetzahara is doing what the Ratzon of Hashem. Umehem, he says, from the Yetzahara, you know what a Jew has to do? Yilma liyos gibor kemosa. You have to learn from the Yetzahara how to be strong also. Kemosha heima enam nir pimei bodasam. Does the Yetzahara ever let go? Is he always going at 100%? He's always trying to get us, yeah? So you have to take that from the Yetzahara and learn from the Yetzahara. That's what the Pasuk says. Ki mimenu nikach l'avodas Hashem. That from them, you have to take to learn avodas Hashem. Means what? You have to look to the goyim sometimes and look to what our enemies are doing to us, and you have to say to them, you know what? Let me learn something from them also. So listen to this. If Yavan's whole hashkafa is what? To do what's impossible, then that means that Chanukah for us represents a what? You have to try to do something that you think isn't shy to you, that you think that you can't get to. And that's what Chanukah is all about. Teaching a Jew that stuff that we think isn't shy to us and that we can't become something, whether it's in learning, whether it's in becoming a mensch, well, it's becoming a good person, and things that you think I can't do, I can't separate from my bad friends, even though I want to serve Hashem better, and I want to be amistic, and I don't want to rip on people, but I can't do it because I have these friends, and I'm afraid. But Chanukah comes to tell you that, no, you know what? If you really want to be a good person, and what you think is impossible, you can do it. The Hashkaf is what? A Vatuchal. That just as Yavan thought, do what's impossible, for us also, things that we think are impossible, the Chanukah tells you, you could become something. You become a better Ovid Hashem. You can keep Shabbos better. Even though it might be embarrassing, but you have to know that what? There's the ability that to really do what you want. It's built on your ratzon. That do I really want this or not? It's called Azus de Kedusha. Yeah, we know if you learn the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, it says that what? You have to be Az Kanamer. Yeah, Az, you have to be bold like a leopard. It means that what? If someone makes fun of you for doing something in Avodas Hashem, you have to be bold as a leopard. So I'm not embarrassed about it. Yeah, it's called Azus de Kedusha. Okay, Azus de Kedusha. So, Chevra, what do we find in the Beis HaMikdash? That was everything we can tell me in the Beis HaMikdash except for one pach shel shemen, yeah? One jar of oil. You know what that jar of oil had on it? Anyone know? It's called the Chosom of Shel Kohen Gadol. Right, it had the stamp of the Kohen Gadol. And from that one jar of oil, which again looks like impossible, but one jar of oil which had the Chosom Shel Kohen Gadol, from that, the whole Nes of Chanukah comes. So just be derech remez, if you take Azus de Kedusha, is Gematria 902, is Gematria exactly, Chosom Shel Kohen Gadol. Which means that the Indian of Chanukah is to step up to be someone that we really want to be. It's to believe in yourself. To have a munah that what? That I want to be a better person, and I could be. And I could be mashpiyah to my friends. I'm telling you, I know that firsthand because I was in that parsha when I was in yeshiva. I remember, even when I was in DRS, Rabbi Cohen would be having a Shal Shiris, a big Shal Shiris, and Chevra said, why would you go to Shal Shiris? It's a waste of Shal Shiris. What are we, losers? But I remember, no, he said, like, no, let's go, and it'll be awesome. And I remember that? And all the chaver came. Each time we had a shalosh shows, all the chaver came. Not to say that I'm anything special, but I said, you know what? Again, I didn't care about shalosh shows back in the day. But I said, you know what? I cared about Rabbi Cohen, and I enjoyed it, and it was givaldi. And it happened to be that all our chaver who came, we ended up leaving the tish. It was always like that. The chaver, like, all the chaver that was already into it, they were there. Then remember, our chaver came, and like said, next time I come, I'll just get everyone into it. But it was gishmak. And it was really mashbiyan to the chaver. So step up to really be an ish panimi, to be an ish yisrael. Because that's a reality to all of us. And it's the thing, it's whether you like it or not, you're a Jew. I don't know how many of you are going to Nativ Aryeh, but I remember when I was in Nativ Aryeh, the Rosh Yeshiva used to say a lot. He says, whether you like it or not, you're born into it. You don't have a choice. And again, at the time, I was like, what are you saying? It's emes. We're going to do tshuva at some point in our life. We're going to come back to Shem. We're going to be gishmak yidden. So why not now? Again, it doesn't mean to drop everything and grow a beard and pay us tomorrow and start black and white. That's not what I'm talking about. Little things. Little things that want to do little things that's just between you and Hashem. So you know what? That I want to start being better. And that's what Hanukkah tells you. It's a time to step up, to wake up. That's exactly what it is. How do you wake up a person? There's a couple of ways to wake up a person. One is that you can call their name. Yeah? One is that you can shake them. And what's the other way? You can turn on the lights. And that's what Hanukkah is about. Hanukkah is about that we're sitting in the darkness. Look at that. Just stood there and all of a sudden woke up. Right? That you're sitting in darkness. All of a sudden Hanukkah comes and what? It wakes you up. But not just physically wakes you up. Wakes you up also start thinking, what am I doing in my life? What's my tachas in life? Do I serve a purpose? But it's things to think about. Again, no shear is going to be makar to anyone to start being gishmak. It's going to be whether a person takes it and internalizes it and thinks about it. And that's what Hanukkah is coming to remind us to do. So just to conclude with this nekuda, is that where do we get the name Yisrael from? We know that it's Yaakov, but it's also Yisrael. So where do we get this name from? We get the name Yisrael from something impossible. Let me ask you a question. Who's stronger? Me, a person, or a malach? Obviously a malach, right? There's no way a Jew, a human being can't beat a malach. Who did Yaakov even beat in a fight? A malach. That's impossible. Literally, that's impossible. He's a spiritual being. How can he fight him and beat him? But that's the Nekuda, and that's why the Malach names him. It says that what? You're no longer Yaakov. Why? You're Yisrael. Kisarisem Elokim v'anashim matuchal. Because the inyan of Yisrael, to be an ish Israeli, says that what? Things don't look shaykh to me. But again, that what? That I'm even better than a Malach. And that's emes. 100% emes. A Jew is higher than a Malach. Which means that what? That nothing can hold you back. If you want anything in life, you can do it. Whatever that is that you want to do. Even if it's bad things, but if you really want to do it, chas v'shalom, then what? It's possible, because that's our name Yisrael. Let me ask you, what's the lowest part of the body? The feet. But dafka, what part of the feet? The heel. That the heel is something that's always on the ground. So how do you say heel in Hebrew? Akef. Akef. Yeah? What's the highest part of the body? The rosh, the head. So it's very interesting, because if you look at Yaakov's name, what does Yaakov sound like? Akef. If you look at the word Yisrael is Li Rosh. So Yaakov goes from being an Akev to the bottom to what? To being a Rosh. But that's the hashkafa that a Jew has to have. Is that, am I a Yaakov Dika Jew? Which is good, which is very holy. But you know what I could also be? I could be a Yisrael Dika Jew, which is the Rosh, which is the top. And that's why, what are we down for in Rosh Hashanah? We say we eat fish head or sheep head. And what's the thing we say? That we should be a Rosh and not a Znav. We should be the top. But to believe in that Nekuda, what? That I'm shayach to being great. Greatness is part of being an Ish Yisrael. That's what we're built on. So let's do a Gematria, yeah? Yisrael is Gematria 541. Okay? Yaakov is Gematria 182. Now the goal is you have to get from being Yaakov to being Yisrael. Okay? So what's the difference between 541 and 182? No?
541
and 182? Yeah. 359. Very good. So to get from Yaakov to Yisrael, is the difference is 359. So 359 is Gematria exactly Satan. Because the Satan gets in the way and says, you know what? No. You're just Yaakov. You're just a heel. You don't mean anything. You don't matter to Klal Yisrael. You don't matter to your friends. You don't matter to your parents. Whatever you do doesn't matter. And the Satan says, he says it to you. And Kuzan says, you're nothing. But also Yaakov beats the Satan in a battle. He beats the Satan. And what does the Satan say to him? You're Yisrael. You got Yisrael. Why? Because you beat me. But believing that Nekuda, anything's possible for us. And that's what it means to be an Ish Yisrael, to overcome that self and say, I don't want to just be the bottom. Okay, it doesn't mean to be a Baal Gaidla. What it means to be to realize that what, that you have chashivas, and all your friends look up to. And that's emes. When you make a step in the derech of emes, the derech of Torah, the derech of Avodas Hashem, and what happens? People see that, and people realize that, and you ma'or them also. And so we know, by Hanukkah, we light candles, we light fire. So if I have one fire, and I come and take a match, and light this match also, does this fire lose anything? No, it doesn't. And anything that touches this first fire, what happens to it? It becomes on fire also. It means that when a Jew sets himself on fire, spiritually, that anyone who's in your surroundings also is going to become set on fire from you. It's a big thing to know. It's a big ashkafa to know. That what, you're shy after being a leader. Li Rosh, that's Yisrael. It's Li Rosh, you're ahead. And just to conclude with this, that there's a concept in the Gematrias that, for example, like this. There's a concept called Miloy. So let's say you have the letter Aleph. So how do you spell Aleph? Aleph Lamed Pe. Okay? So what was our magic word we said before about Yaakov? The word is Vatuchal. So now let's spell out the word Vatuchal. It means the what? That the fullness of Vatuchal. So Vav is Vav Yud Vav. Tav is Tav Vav. Vav is Vav Yud Vav. Chaf Pe Lan Mem Da is Gematria exactly 624. Okay? 624 Vatuchal in Shleimus is Gematria exactly Chanukah B'Miloy also. When you spell out the letters of Hanukkah, it's Gematria exactly Vatuchal. Because Hanukkah comes to teach you that what? That anything's possible. If you really want it, whatever it is, if you really want it, you got it. So in Hanukkah, don't just light your candles and then bounce. Sit by your candles and speak emes, Tashan. Like Rabbi Nachman says in Kutim Aran, says the biggest thing that you can do is what? Forget davening for a second, Shachas Nechamarev. Forget any Torah. It's what? When a Jew can say one word to Hashem, the emes, that you speak to Hashem sincerely in your own words. Wherever you are, your own words, English. Speak English to Hashem. You say one word that's emes to Hashem, then that's a reality, and that means something. And that's what Hashem wants more than anything else, when there's emes. When you really approach that nekuda, that what? That it's emes. That's why it says, Rav Nachman says in the Kutim Aran, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shalach Orcha Va'amitcha. So what it means is, Shalach Orcha, Hashem's going to send his or, and then what's going to come with that or? Va'amitcha, an emes. So Chanukah is a time of emes, Chavra, to be real with ourselves, though. That's the ikar. Be real with yourself, that who am I? To think about that nekuda, who am I? What am I? What do I want to be in life? And that's why, where do all our tefillahs go to, Chavra? When we're davening, where do we face? Yeah, keep going, Yushalayim. Kotel, good. Yeah? Where do we face, Chavra? We face the Kotel. So Kotel, what does Kotel mean? It means a wall. It means a wall, and when you see a wall, I can't get by that wall, right? So if you mix up the letters Kotel, what do you get? Tuchal. So we have to realize that all Kotels, anything that's holding us back in life that we think we can't get by, and we dive into the Kotel all the time, you have to have the Ashkaf that what? Tuchal. No, I could. And whatever it is that you want, whether it's Torah, Tefillah, you want to be the best basketball player, hockey player, if you really want it, Tuchal. And that's the avod of a Jew. A guy, they're limited. Right? After a guy becomes 45 years old and they're a great athlete, then what? You never hear that. Most of them go bankrupt. Most, why? Because there's nothing there. There's nothing to go with it. By Yid Dafka, when we keep getting older and going on, there's more vatucha. But to chever, have the Ashkaf, to believe in yourselves. So that's the ikar. Like Rabbi Cohen said one time in Thursday Night Shir, which I think is so strong. He said, it used to be, you used to daven that, you know, my kids should be frum and they should be hilig yidin. He says, but now the hashkaf is that what? They should have a simchas hachaim. Believe in themselves and become whatever they want to become. But to really believe in themselves, to have a simchas hachaim, that's the ikr. To be real with yourself. Not what everyone's around you doing, but to really be emes to yourself for that one second. That one second of emes is mamash the most precious thing to Hashem. So, chevra, let's get ready for Hanukkah. Let's prepare. But again, prepare for yourselves to be real. Because that's, when it's just between you and Hashem, that's emes then. So, chevra, grab that time. Grab that time to not be influenced by everyone else. To influence yourself a little bit. Speak to Rabbi Cohen about this, Nekuda. And you'll see that you're going to grow a lot of pairs in this, and it's going to bring you a real simchas hachaim. So, chevra, have a gevaldik Hanukkah. Shkar,
one minute. I'm not letting you...